Boker Tov, Rabotai. Boker Tov. Quick Dvar Alacha while you're waiting. Ezad Hashem. Mishnah says in Masechet Megillah that there are a number of aliyot that a tzibur has to read on specific days of the week, the specific days of the year. During the week, read 3 aliyot. Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed is 4 aliyot. Yomim Tovim is 5 aliyot. Yom Kippur 6. And then on Shabbat, we read 7 aliyot. So the question is that the minimum? Is that the maximum? Is there... Well, no one says that they're the maximum, but unless they're also the minimum. But is that the minimum you can read, or can you also add aliyot? Because you have a lot of people in the shul, you have a simcha in the shul, you have old Persian people who only come to shul because they want an aliyah every single week that they're there. What can you add extra aliyot onto the aliyot of Shabbat and Yom Tov or not? So the Gemara is pretty clear that you can't add extra aliyot during the week on Rosh Chodesh, but what about on Shabbat? The Gemara says you can. The Gemara says that 7 is the minimum. It's not the maximum. You can read as many extra aliyot as you like on Shabbat. What about Yom Tov? That's a machloket, Rashi and the Rambam versus the Ran and other Rishonim. We hold like Rashi and the Rambam. But this was a very interesting thing, because the Rivash was a Talmid of the Ran. He made his way from Spain to Algeria because of persecution and whatever. And when he walks into Algeria, he sees that they're not adding extra aliyot. So he said, you know, if you guys want, I'll change the minhag. On Simchat Torah, whatever you want, on Yamim Tovim, we can add extra aliyot. And they were very happy about this. They started reading a little few more aliyot on Simchat Torah, and whatever it was. And not only did they read extra aliyot, they repeated. When they read that extra aliyah, they repeated that which they just read. So when the Tashbetz, the Rashbetz, the Rivash is Rav Yitzchak Bar Shesha, he's one Talmid of the Ran. The Rashbetz is a colleague of his, Rav Shimon ben Semach Duran. He's another Talmid of the Talmid of the Ran. He also fled to Algeria because of persecution. And when he gets to Algeria, he's like, what is this stupid minhag? Why are they reading extra aliyot on Yom Tov? That's a berachah levatala. Midina de Gemara, everyone reads 7 aliyot, but there's only one berachah in the beginning and there's one berachah in the end. The Gemara made a takana, you have extra berachot in the middle. But when you keep on adding aliyot, all those extra berachot are going to be levat halal, not sericha. It's not a good idea, says the Tashbetz. So, and even if you're going to say I'm wrong and you can have extra aliyot, says the Tashbetz, who said you can repeat? You have to subdivide. You guys are from Great Neck, zoning is a big deal. You have to subdivide, right? You have to make sure that you have enough the pisukim for each person to get 3 in an appropriate way. You can't just read extra over and over again. It doesn't work that way. So this was a machloket between the Rivash and the Tashbetz. Can you have extra aliyot, and also can you subdivide, or do you have to subdivide, or can you repeat? That was a big machloket. And amongst the Rishonim, this whole thing was a machloket. In the days of the Baalei HaTosafot, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Mordechai says, Rabbeinu Ephraim walked out of shul on Simchat Torah because there were too many aliyot. He was really annoyed. I'm sure some people can relate to that. But anyway, not just on Simchat Torah, unfortunately. But some people, I'm sure, can relate. But so how do we hold? What's the halacha? In Shulchan Aruch it says, in Reish Pei Bet, Aleph and Bet, that one is allowed to read more than 7 aliyot on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Not only on Shabbat, also on Yom Tov. And not only that, you can repeat, not just subdivide. Meaning we're lenient on both points. You can have extra aliyot and you can repeat. Why is this so interesting? First of all, Shulchan Aruch is black and white okay with this. But all the achronim, the dorei dorot, all right, it's good to be machmir. Because of all sorts of considerations, whether it be tircha de tzibura, whether it be the general decorum of the shul, where if you have a shul where you read 7 aliyot or 6 aliyot, and then all of a sudden you're repeating for a half hour, you're giving every babajun in the audience and his son an aliyah, because you just have to be mechaved every single person who comes. They're going to get so annoyed if you don't give them an aliyah. Everyone in the shul is going to get really annoyed. They're going to start talking, and it's just going to fall apart. It's not appropriate. Some shuls are massive, and you have to honor this honorable person. Okay, fine. But when it's a small shul, it might not make as much sense. So really, what the bottom line is in the Achronim is that every shul, depending on its size and depending on its needs, should not go overboard, but is allowed to use this. It's just they have to be careful not to go crazy. For example, let's say you want to give a mechalel Shabbat and Aliyah, and you hold like Rav Ovadia. So if you want to be Mekel against Rav Ovadia and give him an Aliyah, fine. But you should give him an Aliyah Musafi. Or give him the Aliyah first, then give someone else the same Aliyah afterwards. That way, Lekuli Alma, it's Ola Leminyan Shiva. The Ramah, the Ashkenazim, by the way, are Machir on both points. They don't allow you to add Aliyot, and even if you are going to add Aliyot, they don't allow you to repeat, they allow you to subdivide. But that's only a Chumrah. Even the Ramah admits it's only a Chumrah. Therefore, on Simchat Torah, they are Mekel, Lichbodash Torah, for everyone to get an Aliyah, they are Mekel for you get for to be to give extra Aliyot. It's very funny, Rav Herzog Zatzal, the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, was once asked by an Italian community, an Ashkenazi Italian community, can we have extra Aliyot? We need to fundraise. We need to make money for the shul at Musifim. Can we do this or not? So he said, because you're Ashkenazi, you can't. But sounds like a Sephardim, it's okay. I don't know, we can talk about it. Finally, just one humorous point, and then we'll end here. The Nahar Mitzrayim. Anyone know who that was? The Nahar Mitzrayim was Rabbeinu Rafael Aharon Ben Shimon. He was the chief rabbi of Mitzrayim. Name. He's actually Moroccan. They picked him up. It was a first round pick. When they went to Morocco looking for a rabbi, they found him visiting from Eretz Yisrael, and they said, you're going to be the chief rabbi in Marrakesh, and then they became, in Cairo, and then eventually became chief rabbi of Mitzrayim. He was a big Dayan, he's a sefer called Nahar Mitzrayim. He went from being a hardcore Moroccan to being a hardcore Egyptian. Everything is Minhagi Mitzrayim in his sefer, it's really interesting. So he writes how the Minhag was in Mitzrayim, like in, especially in Moroccan communities also, North Africa, I guess, that on Shabbat, if things were going late, they had so much talking, aliyot and whatever, on Shabbat morning, that when they got to Musaf, they would hechi kedusha Musaf, meaning they would read all of Musaf out loud, and they would never have a lachash for Musaf because it was late. So when the first Shabbat that he had a simcha in his shul, the Bala simcha was giving everyone and his grandson an aliyah, and when it came time for Musaf, the Bala simcha went to the shaliach sibur, and he's like, listen buddy, just do hechi kedusha for Musaf. So Rabbeinu Rafael Aharon Shimon writes that he went over to the Baal Simcha, and he's like, listen, buddy, you gave everyone an aliyah. Hashem wants an aliyah too. Give him a tefillat lachash. Don't do hechi kedusha. You give Hashem an aliyah too. Do a silent amida. And that was the end of that. Never again in Egypt, or in his shul in Egypt, that they do a tefillat, they do a kol ram, a hechi kedusha for Musaf. So finally, just this quick summary, two machlokot, the Rivash and the Tashbetz are the big names here, of whether you're allowed to have Musifim on Shabbat and Yom Tov, Shabbat obviously, and even if you do, can you repeat or do you have to subdivide? We're Mekel on both accounts, but the Achronim all recommend that one should be Machmir, but certainly like the Moroccans all have this Minhag, the Persians all have this Minhag. Okay, don't go crazy with it. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen V'Amen. Okay, good. Yeah. Make it. No, they didn't.